Rick and Louise's story. The approximate length of this recording is 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Stories. Rick and Louise's story. Family is everything, says Rick Jones, 29, a talented musician from Wigan. But you need a space of your own in the world too. Rick is very close to his family. They see each other every day. He lives with his mum and dad, his granddad lives in the next road, and his auntie and cousins live down the street. This support network was crucial for his parents and Rick when he was growing up. Rick was born prematurely at just 26 weeks, and his early arrival shook the family's world. Fred, Rick's granddad, explains, "It was a massive shock and a scary time that we'll never forget. My daughter Jane and Rick's dad, Chris, drove down the motorway every day for 8 months while he was in hospital in Manchester. We didn't think he would survive, but he thought like mad." Rick was born with retinopathy of prematurity, a sight condition prevalent in babies born before 32 weeks. "Some of the other babies I was on the ward with didn't make it. I'm really lucky to be here," says Rick. Rick describes his vision as like looking through a misty window. But in the last year, his sight has started to deteriorate due to cataracts. "I worry about losing my remaining sight, but I don't dwell on it. I like to live in the moment and my music is my focus." Rick's taste in music was influenced from an early age by his dad, a huge Paul Weller fan. His beloved grandma bought him his first guitar when he was just 3 years old. "Growing up, there was always music in the house. Every toy they bought me made a noise," says Rick. While Rick is a busy gigging musician at weekends, he also spends a lot of time at home in his studio. "I love making music, editing and writing new songs, but I also want new experiences, and I don't want to rely on my family to get out." Rick heard about the My Guide sighted guide service from Guide Dogs from an advert on Facebook. "I mentioned it to my mum and we thought, let's go for it. I was told that a volunteer guide called Louise had been found who could meet with me one evening a week. I didn't know what to expect." From the first day Rick and Louise met, they hit it off. They share a similar sense of humour and Rick bounces off Louise's confidence during their weekly meetings. They visit different places each time, such as coffee shops, parks and shopping centres. The two are even hoping to take part in a 5-kilometre colour run together in Manchester in September. "I volunteered with Guide Dogs for a number of years with the puppies, but I wanted to help a person too," says Louise Johnston, 45. "I really enjoy spending time with Rick each week, and it's wonderful to see his confidence grow as we visit new places. I helped him buy and wrap presents for his family at Christmas, which is something he's never done before." Fred says, "As a family, we can't speak highly enough of Louise. We've seen so much change in Rick since they've been matched. It's brought so much joy to him and his mum and dad. It's brought a lot of trust and confidence back in his life. It's lovely to see." Rick said, "I think the world of Louise. I'm doing things now that I've never done before. I just wouldn't have thought to do it. She's opening up a new world to me, and it feels like an adventure. I'm excited for what's next." Included here are 3 photographs. The first is of my guide Louise guiding Rick along a street. The second is of Rick standing outside. The third is of Rick playing a guitar in a music shop.